As Massachusetts leaders consider a gradual reopening of the state economy, some religious leaders are pushing to make sure that includes places of worship. One leader in that fight is Adams Square Baptist Church pastor Chris Casey, who held services in Worcester yesterday in defiance of city and state orders for the third straight week. Pastor Casey told worshipers that the defiance is not about politics, but about God.
You stood up and defied the governor's order and came to church. That's a lesson you can tell your friends and your family, your neighbors, your grandkids. We stood up and said, no more. We're going to serve Jesus Christ.
And Pastor Casey joins us now. Pastor, good morning, and thanks for speaking with WBUR.
My pleasure.
So let me start with this. You argue that houses of worship are as essential as some other institutions, such as stores that are already open. But a store, I should point out, is the only place someone can get food and supplies. Are there not other places where people can practice their religion?
Absolutely, there are other places they can do that. However, you know, the Bible is very clear, and it tells us to forsake not the fellowship of one another together. So the fact that, you know, businesses are open at, you know, 40% capacity, why can we not be open at 40% capacity? You know, for example, our auditorium holds 300 to 325. You know, why could we not be at 75, you know, 80 people? And so that's kind of frustrating. That's kind of been our whole point, is that other businesses and places of establishment are doing these things.
You know, health officials have repeatedly warned against any kind of large gathering, or really any kind of gathering at all. What makes you confident that you can have 75 to 80 people and keep them safe?
We have had the opportunity to have Service Master come into our church three times now in the last three services before each service, and we will then begin having Service Master come in again tomorrow, Tuesday, for our Wednesday service, and then again on Friday for our Sunday service. And so we're spending thousands of dollars having our church cleaned professionally to make sure that there's little to no possibility at all that the virus would be caught or spread in our church. Number two, we've also taken the temperature. Everybody wears a mask, and everybody has gloves on. Everybody is escorted to their seat, and then they are marked off from 6 feet from there. So people come in singles, you know, they are separated by 6 feet. If they come in with doubles or their family sit together, and then it's measured off 6 feet. So, you know, there is no business in the Commonwealth that is doing the extensive measures that we are doing to keep people safe, and yet we are being persecuted.
I want to play a cut from Worcester City Manager Ed Augustus from last week, where he responded to you calling the restriction on church gatherings unconstitutional.
I really think that there seems to be more of a political motivation than a religious motivation here. The pastor knows what the law is. It doesn't apply to one denomination or one church. It is across the board to any gatherings, religious or non-religious.
So let me ask this. What is your motivation to stay open?
My motivation doesn't come from what the politics have to do with it. My motivation doesn't come from what the governor has to do with it. You know, the city manager has his job to do, the mayor has his job to do, and the governor has their job to do. But I'm also about my Father's business, and my Father's business is people. Yesterday, which was Sunday, we had a baptism. People have told me, you know, you can conduct your services, you know, via Zoom meeting. It's extremely impossible to baptize somebody in a Zoom meeting. It's just not going to work out. It's not what the Bible requires.
I know you've been fined by the city for violating the ban on gatherings. Are you paying those fines?
I've only received a $300 fine, and I have not paid that. I was told I was supposed to get a $500 fine, and I have not received that. And then I was told that I was going to get another fine for service yesterday, and I have not received anything. And so, you know, the city is quick to tell me that they're going to fine me and arrest me and take me to jail, but they're not quick to tell me what law I'm violating or what I'm breaking.
Why is it important to have people in a single space as opposed to, as you mentioned earlier, over a Zoom meeting?
People are going through an immense struggle right now, a very hard and taxing time. And so to have an opportunity to come together in fellowship, you know, people need that.
That's Pastor Chris Casey of Adams Square Baptist Church in Worcester. Pastor, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
My pleasure. Have a blessed day.